The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood.
I was sent to one place. That was a execution place.
He witnessed Cambodia's killing fields in person.
A place where they kill people every day.
And this month, 25 years after first telling his story, he's still playing the instrument that saved him. More after this. Arne Chorn was captured by Cambodia's Khmer Rouge guerrillas as a boy. His parents ran an opera company, something which the communists considered worthless, so his parents, along with his brother and sister, were executed. But his captors spared him because they liked to hear him play the flute.
I was forced to play for the Khmer Rouge. If I made any mistake, I would have been killed.
He was finally rescued from a refugee camp by UN volunteer Peter Pond and his wife Shirley, who raised him in New Hampshire. But he couldn't shake the past.
Thinking about all of this, losing my little brother, my little sisters, you have no reason to live for.
But he found a reason to live. Arne Chorn Pond started giving speeches to raise money for Cambodian Living Arts, which supports musicians who survived the killing fields. And as part of a Cambodian festival in New York this month, Arne was reunited on the stage at Lincoln Center with the master who taught him how to play. He spoke with CBS's Anthony Mason.
It must have been a pretty extraordinary moment for you.
Yes, yes. A lifelong come true for me.
You said that you were trying to make peace with your past. Has this done that?
I'm still hurt for what happened. I can't bring my sister, my little brother back that I love. I can't bring them back. What I do to heal myself is to keep working, you know, be active. My dream is to have children all over the world, beyond Cambodians. Every child can carry a musical instrument and not guns. Why not?
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.